Shir Yudal Maseches Nida by the Rosh Hashiva continued Chavav Teves Etav Shemem Test January 3rd, 1989 on Tuesday continued.
That's Rabbi Yehoshua. Lalo v'yein k'lishav v'yein she'sof som natsal v'nadam. The important thing of shifu consists in comfort, not in a post from that. In other words, that even if she only paused from pain, but not from that, she continued to bleed. So it's still considered, she's still considered a lettuce business in just the country. Kamu yikishuyo, shrameyim aflabuim hamishimi. In other words, even if the pain started a long time before birth, 40 days, 50 days, and then she gave birth, so she's still. But suppose the pain started, let's say 60 days or 51 days before birth, so then she's not toya. It's not toya. Because then it's not. When is she toya? If it's damach vasvata. In other words, if the liya was coupled with labor pain. So if the labor pain took place, what is labor pain? Labor pain means
right
before birth. But suppose she has labor pain, that also happens. I mean, certain women, they have labor pain the whole period of pregnancy. They have to stay in bed. I mean, that also happens. So our beginning is not considered machmas law. Even though medically it is, because what it's our beginning not considered machmas law. In other words, when is it considered via machmas law, if it is relatively close to birth. So what is considered close to birth? So the mayor says, Avoyim v'chamishiyeh. Avoyim is a healthy woman, and chamishiyeh is a weak, a sick woman. But more than 40, 50 days, it's not considered Olmachas Lodo, it's not considered labor pain. It's also like false labor pain. Real labor pain means machmas vada.
In other words, it doesn't mean the point isn't machmas vada, it's machmas vada.
Yeah, machmas vada. Yeah, right. So, only when the labor pain is in the ninth month. But if it's the eighth month, then she's considered 11 years. Rabbi Yisi Rav Shimon Eimrim, and we pass them like that. Rabbi Yisi Rav Shimon Eimrim, in Kishu Yisa Mishnei Shabbos, it's only 4 minutes. So but suppose she sees down, let's say, 20 days before birth, and pain, so she's considered the Zobel Dele, she has to count like.
Because we don't consider it related to the lady itself.
That's right. It has to be close to
the actual birth.
Yeah, close to it. Hamikashe biroa sadama rezimidun lorpoch mitaza. Koshe so machmatwa gimun yon visicha adosa yin shvimun nide biroa so chosna yon vritzutim visof so mitzaam yisraiz gavi biyoldo iglo yin se nidom shavoa so ibo machmatwa hilka rezi yoledet bizei abo iglo yisof so Some who do so called on Shoah, some of us Ladu, the Rahman and Tira and Mizide, you see Zayd Doma Doma Makosas and Doma Mahmadla, Lalo Yain, the Sops of the Hatsi Yain, Shlishi, the Yoda in the deed, the Sops of his race, Ainsu Shaki, Elohim, King Sops, so Lalo Yain, Shalaka, Lalo, Kelly Shabbos, the Yain, so it's Mashman, not like the Rajbos Shah pieces. She's also not a child, 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 not die Lasse und die Ziele, die Chodon im Stiere, hat Labor in Chadish Nyeim, in Wissos, in Wachos und Oleide, die Lasse und die Ziele, die Lasse und die Ziele, da ich hatte schon bei ihm, mit Teil des Akei, ich hätte ich auch da nicht schien, aber Kosch ist so schlecht, ich habe sich mit Alit und die Ziele, ich hätte ich auch schon nie, dafür mit Kasche, die Lasse ist voll schien, habe ich die Lasse und die Ziele, mach mal schlecht, ich habe nicht, ich habe schon nie.
What? What was he? Die Nita Kushi Chal Shechon Hanu Tishi.
She,
the ninth man.
Otu Kalam Kashi Nidoi, the Mishni says in the expression, Ham Kashi Nidoi, it's Mashma. Regardless whether it happens in the Nidoi or it happens in the Zile. Omar Rab Nidoi Liyemo, in other words, it means. So according to Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Also from Kashi, he did, he'll be cautious of me, he didn't have me there, but he needed to say, I'm a rabbi, he didn't have me there, but I'm a rabbi, he didn't have me there, and then he may see the Hava Gabla Asya, he may see the new base, and he may see the Shamish, Hava, the head of the Bellas, and the Shamish, and the Shamish, and the Shamish, and the Shamish, and the So Rav says, when the Mishnah says, I'm a Kashi Nidah, the Mishnah is reference to Yimei Zibah, and what Mizibah, she's Doya, Mitaraisi is Doya, and then Mirabonon, she's not May or 7 days, like a real Nidah, but that day she's Doya. And where if she's the Dallas and the tells the Bible, what kind of the opponent is it? What's the reason? So in other words, because sins.
Well, she's not Mutaris Rabbah, then it's got 7 days of Tamei Lida. Tamei Lida.
No, she's only Asur Rabbah on that day when she saw, let's see, she saw on Sunday morning, she saw Dam Bikishu, and it's in Yimei Zive. So, Mida Rai says she's Mutaris Rabbah on the same day, but with the Rabbonon, she cannot be with her husband the Sunday day. Until Sunday night, and she goes to feel it before she will die. Why would that come in exactly? So the Shemin explained it. The Shemin explained it. So because the Aloch is, we learn it upon Zion, the Dam Kishu is not Seiseya, that she should start, she should have to start counting Zion between the new, but it says her one day. So the Mele seems if she tell us, the Bible, so then people would say that it's not even counted. It's not even say someone day either. And it is of din say someone day. So the male Chachamim is saying that day she should be asur Bible. So the male people will not make the mistake and think that the day can be counted because they know that she has to go to Bila and then they should have sold the Bible. So people will realize that day cannot be counted. But if she tells the Bible without Bila the same day, so then it's likely that many people would be Yechshu and they would think that day when she saw Dan Kishu, Mezibe is Ele to the Zanji. That's the time for the Takon. So Omar Rav Nidal Yehimo, but she doesn't have to observe the next day. She doesn't have the dinner because of the Tana if she marries him the day. Ushmuel Omar Chashim and Shema Tishbe. So in other words, Shmuel is more machno for Rav. Rav is only machno in the Rabbonon, that she's a soul in Bailo on the day. But at night, she's the Dallas and Teres of Bailo. She doesn't have to observe the next day if she marries him the Tana. And Shmuel says, no, we are Chishish. Maybe she'll have Shippur comfort for 24 hours, so then to be determined retroactively that it wasn't Dam Kishu, but Dam Shippur. So maybe she's a Zobek Tane. It was determined she's a Zobek Tane in the Raisa, in Sakores. So because of that, she has to observe an extra Ibn Oki also. So, but according to Rav, we are not chayish shema tishbe because that's unusual. Usually, she is not tishbe. I mean, if she starts having labor pains, so it continues, and it doesn't stop falling poles of 25. In the pizza come on cash in the gloom. What do you mean cash in the gloom? Cash in the gloom, in other words, that in the Zive, if she sees them kishu, so she will tell us that by the way, even the same day, it doesn't have to go through, because she stole. They Bakatonan Kashinide, Omarobe, Menide, Nide, Bime Zibetea, Zibetea, not at the Russia, Otokan Kashinide, Uri Koshas, and Mezibe, Yabinide, for he needed to maintain from a rabbit to Yay never hold on. From Kashinide down, Mezibe, or the last of Mezibe, New Bezalina, so we shamish, Abuela, the Bellas, and Sadonish, for you can get in, but after the tea, or without Kashi. ושמואל אמר, הצליחון ישמעיל כנגד ידי לרבון, וחלשינון שלא תשבר נמצא שלא ידם קשים, אבל בו, ונמצא משם יש לגבי תנית רייס, אבל נשקור ארז, אין עיקום ואפור יצאים משם יש ארז, ומי, או, זה גמור עשה זה בעתניה, גמור עשה זה בעתניה, and we will be נחוס, like חובה, המקה של מיני לנידה ומייסיבו תאו, כיצר, קושסו, לנכו, ניסופסו שניים, ושקושסו שניים, ניסופסו ימכו, ושסופסו וקושסו וחוזרו ניסופסו, אבל נראה בזה, now let's take a concrete example. קושסו ימכו on Sunday. So, she had laid the pay, whole day of Sunday, and she had her meals down. And then, on Monday, she had another meals down, on Tuesday she had another meals down, but Monday and Tuesday she was in comfort. So then after 2 days of comfort she gave birth. So Stalochi is so it's Koshosi Mechu Sofishnaim, Koshishnaim, Bishofsi Mechu, who is Sofsi and Koshosi. So on Sunday she had her ears down in comfort. And then on Monday she had her ears down in pain. And then on Tuesday she had the third ears down in comfort. So she had a period of 24 hours of comfort before she gave birth. So all the pain that the kishu that she had is determined retroactively as false labor pain. So in the election, the organization has to count by the kishu. Aber so sie mehr haben ich so schnell und ich so schnell ich so mehr hab und ich kost so die Schaps und ich so die Kurse so ein der ihr die sei kol shadow okay ich so mehr mit dem die ihr sei sei die so mehr mit da ihr die ihr die sei na wird die hau was ein der klug da du bist allein ich habe schon die wieder mir vorhin mit Nidus Nidus die Kirche mit dir auch und wie sie da mit dir alle hat mir die Tiere ich habe mir gekannt die Zier mit dir halt was ich ein Teil aber dann in der Chutze die Schof zu schneiden nach Zahar und nach Damm habe ich alles gesehen in Roasso kommt schon nicht und die Seif ist aber von Leide nimmt so dann hake ich schon nach Bad Hananje ben Achira die Schuhe in der Kolsche כל שחל כשוי או בשלישי שלו, אבל כל הגיל כולי בשייפי, אין זה ילד בזה. Now, what's the פשט בחנן? So, I discussed it yesterday, and I'm going to discuss it again. In other words, so there are several פשט. One פשט is that חנן
ישוע,
one second, that חנן ונחיל רב ישוע says the same thing as רב ישוע is on. מה אני רוצה לסיים? Promising. But most Rishayim reject the Pshat. Because the Gemara says, further, Lafuki Mechananya. Why didn't the Gemara say Lafuki Mechananya but Rabbi Yeshua? Just like, apparently, Chananya is one thing and Rabbi Yeshua is another thing. It's not Anna. So what's the difference between Chananya and Rabbi Yeshua? There is a basic difference. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we must have, in order to determine the original kishu into false labor pain, the male she's the 11th Zayn, and she has to count Zayn Kiri, so there has to be 24 hours starting from sunset to sunset. Like when Shabbat, suppose, let's say, she saw down on Sunday, she saw down the kishu on Sunday, she saw down the kishu
on Wednesday.
down the Kishan Monday, and down the Kishan Tuesday, and then at 2 p.m. Tuesday, so she started to have relief, and she had comfort from Tuesday, 2 p.m., till Wednesday, 2 p.m., and then a few minutes later, she gave birth to a child. So according to the Blessed, she has to come Zayikin. According to the Shunat, when she had to come Zayikin, being according to the Shunat, if, let's say, the comfort started at 2 p.m. today, and it continued to 7 p.m. Wednesday, so Mele, she had comfort for more than 24 hours, for 27 hours, for 29 hours, from 2 p.m. Tuesday till 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. So it's 29 hours. But in the 29 hours is included 24 hours from 6 p.m. Tuesday to 6 p.m. assuming that she is at 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Hananiah ben Achim of Yeshua says it doesn't make a difference whether she had a pause of 24 hours comfort starting from sunset to sunset, or she had a pause of 24 hours comfort starting from 2 p.m. Tuesday to 2 p.m. The important thing is, the third day, not becoming of the day, she has to see down and 3 days in succession. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the third year is the crucial year, because the first year is later in things of the time. She only has to count one clean day. But the third year in succession, that is the crucial year. That makes her into seven days, so that she is together to count 7 clean days. So, Andy Ibn Akiva Yeshua says, that day, if any portion, in 1 hour, or even half an hour, of the third day, the day which makes servant to Israel Mele, is spent with Kishu, so Mele, she cannot become the Elenzi. Cannot become the Elenzi. So according to Hananiah, Achim Yeshua, if, let's say, she saw down on Sunday, she's with Kishu, she saw down on Monday, Bikishu. And then she saw down on Tuesday. Even though on Tuesday, she saw down on Tuesday, and even though 23 hours of the Tuesday day, in other words, from 7 p.m. Monday evening until 6 p.m. Tuesday evening, was spent by her coming the first hour. From 6 p.m. Monday to 7 p.m. Monday, she was in pain, even though 23 hours of the Tuesday day was spent in comfort, and she had comfort for another hour Tuesday evening, and the other hour Tuesday evening. So she's not here, let us be saying. Because, so, then, on the contrary, it will be maybe a fool than Rabbi Yeshua, according to Hananiah. So, in other words, when will she become here, let us be saying, if she'll have 3 additional years in succession this year? But if on Tuesday, the third day, which makes her, that's the crucial day, because the third day is the day that makes her into a Zodiac daily. If one portion, 1 hour, 1 half hour, even 5 minutes of the third day was spent in Kishu, so really she cannot be a Lesbizade anymore. So how will she become a Lesbizade if, let's say, she saw down on Sunday in Kishu, on Monday in Kishu, and then on Tuesday she saw down in Shifu. But Monday night, 1 hour, she was Bikishu. So that is out. In other words, that precludes her from becoming the 11th Bezeit. If 1 hour of the Tuesday day was Bekisha, whether that 1 hour was the beginning of the Tuesday day, or that 1 hour was at the end of the Tuesday day, doesn't make any difference. Whether she was paying from Monday evening from 6 to 7, and then from 7 p.m. Monday evening till 6 p.m. Tuesday evening, she was in comfort, or the other way around. Let's say from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 5 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, she was in comfort, but then from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. or from 5:30 or from 5:55 till 6 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, she was in pain. So Mele, that precludes her from becoming the 11th Bezeit. And then she'll have to have 3 additional years in order to become the 11th Bezeit. So it's not a halacha, it's an altogether different halacha. Rabbi Yeshua emphasizes 24 hours from sunset to sunset. And I'm even after Rabbi Yeshua emphasizes something else. The third day has to be completely in comfort. If the third day is not completely in comfort, she cannot be in anything.
But is there any nafkim? They agree with each other?
No.
They don't have to agree with it?
Many nafkim in this.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, let's say on the
contrary.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, if it's missing a little bit on the third day.
So then she'll offer him. There won't be nafkim in it. Suppose she sees down the Kishu something. She sees down the Kishu money. She sees down the Kishu. And then she sees down on Tuesday, the Kisha, not the Kisha. And then the pain stops. The pain stops at 2 p.m. Tuesday. Uh-huh. And she's in comfort from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Wednesday. And then she gives birth at 5 minutes after 6 p.m. Wednesday. She gives birth. So she's 11 Bezeit according to the Hanukkah. Because since 1 hour was Bekisha, so then she'll only be 11 Bezeit if she will see down the Shifu on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
He's speaking about the third day.
The third day. Mm-hmm. Yeshua talks about 24 hours from sunset to sunset. Uh-huh. And Hananiah and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't care whether the third day is Bishifu or Bikishu. It doesn't make any difference. It can be all Bikishu. As long as there is a 24-hour pause of comfort, mm-hmm. from sunset to sunset, she becomes the 11th day. According to Hananiah and Yeshua, if 1 hour, half an hour, 5 minutes, I mean, any portion of the third day is in pain, so then she has to have 3 additional days Bishifu. So if she wasn't paid 1 hour of the third day, she'll only become the 11th Bezeit if she'll have 3 additional days on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah. We have to say that they're arguing on each other, or it could be that they're arguing. I mean, no, they're just saying 2 different things.
But the Rashba says, and the Rili says, Hananya could go along with Rabbi Lezer, she could go along with Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
he's talking about something else.
Adon Yom. Alright. So Hananya Nachir Bishulim HaKol Shachar Bishulim Shulim 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 that Hananya has the same sheet as Rabbi Yeshua, or there is a machlekes shem about Rashi. It's not clear. Not Rashi. Kol shachal Yeshua, lab lo shna scholar u elocha koma, kol shikoshe so bishlishi at Yeshua, hato bishlishi, hato kanil bishufei, bishof so nolgali choach, as ashtonas meisraeis, eda leibu bilin shekel kol yivina nulizolo. So it's not clear. That this Rashi could be explained either way. But there's another Rashi, and that one time is, but we haven't switched it. Now, the Gemara says, Now, so most Rishpin explain the Gemara of the Rav Nidaliyim like Rashi, because according to Rashi, Rav says Nidaliyim, she means Habikasha Berea Dam Bezibo, so she's only a soul of dialing the name. But the Nidaliyim, of course, Rav would be made that she is a nidah mid rais in Balus Chaim Koras before. All the Rishonim agree with Rashi, except the Rach and the Rashba. They say because of the Nore of Rabas and Rav Shile, so the Rach says that when Rav says nidah yeimo, he means in Megidosh. Even if does, because the maze may go without saying that she's the first part. The Torah is matter of Hanuman and Machmuda. But the maze does so Rav says, the Rai says, so Rav originally held, but then Rav was Chazer before his stalkers. So before his, originally Rav held, there is a kosher domo machmas hatzma. The domo machmas lodo applies in the raisim to the meniyah. But the menino in the rabbonon she lasor yeh. And Shmuel says, chayshinon she metishke also the menino. So it's only with the rabbonon she has to observe one day. Then
the last one, Hamakash neither is a Biblia, the Biblia Raisa either.
No, I'm saying, Omar Rabno, Otukon Kash Nidoi, after all. So of course the Makshin.
The Gemara says it's going to be made
later. No, I'm saying, Omar Kash Nidoi, is it possible that no matter what time she sees that tissue, whether the Mezibe or the Mezibe, so it's Nidoi, but of course it's I go to Baal the Yeshiva, she's there. So I'm a Rav, Nidaliyim. The Mishneh says, I'm Kashi Nidaliyim. The Mishneh has reference to Damchishu, the Nidaliyim. So even then, she's not a Nidaliyim, I say, but only for that day, she's a Nidaliyim.
Is it Nidaliyim?
Nidaliyim. That's what it is. That's
yeah, but Rabbi said we Nidaliyim, Nidaliyim.
It's Rabbi. Rabbi is not like Rav, and Rav himself was crazy.
But if you're saying Rav is saying Nidl Yemi, in your made Nidl, according to the Rav Shem.
No. Omar Rabbi is explaining Rav Yitzchok's number, not Rav's. Not Rav's number. Rabbi is explaining Rav Yitzchok's number. Not Rav's number. Even according to Rashi, Rabbi is explaining. Rabbi agrees with Rav Yitzchok, because according to Rashi, Rav holds that the Zivor, she's a Nidal Yehima. And Rabbi Yitzchok said, Hamkashi Nikrum, the Zivor, she's not in the Moslem of the Rabbonon, even that day. So then we know the Kashi, the Katon Hamkashi Nideh, Marobem, we need a Nideh, the Zivor there. So that's the Rach Strat and the Rach Bo agrees. Now, we'll soon see why the Rach explains it differently in Rashi, because of the more of Rabbasim and Rashi. Alright.
According to Rashi, when Rav said Nidaliyim, he meant that that's Pshat in the Mishnah.
What?
Rav means to say
that's right. Yeah.
And Shmuel also saying.
That's right. Alright, now. We know Amnila, the Tanakh Rabbanon, Domo Machosat, Machoswat, Atim, Machoswat, and Machosamis. So we should say that Tishu even the Menido should be Toheya. Ochaname name Zeva Zerba and Zeva Machasas and Machasvat. Why don't we say the same thing in regards to Yehide? Amar es lotis, omar ho teishi yeish lecho yeshiva acher shim kezu bizeyu zu keishi meziva veime zu keishi yehido elo mabu nishkoel omar ho tu meyo shvayi kini dosa tu loyi kini dosa nechlau zi dosa toya veizeyu veize zu veize zu zu keishi meziva so she's always there, even if she sees it not with pain, but even in comfort. Come on. So in other words, so what is the finale? The finale of the finale is that the dam shifu is tomei in mezime. Dam jishu is tomei only in the shifu, if it's seen the shifu is tomei, but not if it is coupled with labor. Then it's tomei. Now let's see the Rashi. If you want to say, the Rashi says, the Kovu Kavu Benes, she's the Achav Dantea, and the Nishal Ashkam, the Terezim, the Dami, the Zim, the Dostum, the Shtei, Pash, the Shem, the Nini, the Shem, the Zobe, the Zim, the Shem, 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 aber ob der Kavos der Rab Niederlein, die Nei Sieben. So, he passt nicht like Rab. He passt nicht like Rab, der Chumre. So, because the College of Asher Rab was in die Macht. Because the College of the others, because the Jews were Chobe. So then, die Nei Sieben, she stay all the Gamre in the same day. And the College of Rab, the same day, she has all the Bible, she has to be. The Dallas Lehrer, so Rav was a mach. So Shile was a Talmud. Shile and Rabine was a Talmud of Rav. So he always passed me. Like Rav, that if she sees down the Zibbe, she's a soul of the Bible. She noch nafshi the Rav. That was before. Rav was Yifter. Omele Rav Ase, so so he said to Rabase, Zil Tzame. In other words, tell, and Rab knew that his Talmud, Shiva Barabine was passing like him, Lechum. That when a woman sees down, Keshi, he may see the Sashi Dasu, a dialogue, the Yema. But Rab, before his period, so he was crazy. That she's not the pastor of the Bible, she was faithful and good. So he said, go and tell him secretly, Shine Barabine, the title is crazy, he shouldn't. Pass, he shouldn't be Machner anymore, because I was like, he looked, listen to you, Garnier. Garnier really, so Rab meant Garnier, he just convinced him that he should accept it.
Talk him into it.
Kusa, but Rabase thought that Rav, before it's Tire, didn't say Gali, but said God there. Yeah. Yes, sometimes. You can make a statement in relation to Gali, especially when a person is at the verge of death. So it's not clear. So Rabase thought that Rav said, if Shiva Barabine doesn't listen, then Gadi means be very harsh to him.
Put him in chair.
Be in Abi. Omale. So then Rav was there. So Rabas said to Shia Barabine, it was of the Nachnaf Shia Rav. Omale. Hadomo. The Hadobera. You should stop passing like Rav and Omale. Now you have to stop passing Likur. If a woman sees Rav, we see the Rishis and Jairus and Bailo completely as if not together, even the same day. Omalei, he missed the other way. Rav had been crazy, he would have gone. He didn't have to leave a message with him. The idea of Omalei, no chance, he didn't pay attention to what the Rav said. God, he thought, the Rav said, thought that Rav was right in the Holy Spirit. He spoke to him. In other words, For hurting it on top. On the way, the Anor Shile Barabine, I'm also the Hanukkah. Buchne di Parzo, di Netzba, di Midbar Asisid Nachsu. So in other words, I am strong as I am. Chola Shabbas, the Parasu was the Mishnah. So, they had to put him warm, they had to keep him warm. So then, I think Kulim Kure, I will be Kure, I think Kulim Kure, in other words, he felt hot, he felt cold, and so they had to keep him warm, they had to cool him off. He was very sick. After Michmid, I will be Kure after Michmid. Nor then he died, nor now he died of us. So Rabbah said that, also Shile, Omalu Bise. So Shile said to his wife, Sabuni Zabdase, because he was anticipating the end. Also the name.
His what?
Prepare for him Tahir.
No, he was also afraid.
But he was not only afraid, he knew that he sensed it. Prepare for him Tahir. The laser, really low. In other words, he report, Chabasir will denounce Shile before Rav. He remembers.
Because he wanted to die?
No, not at all. Like,
he just wanted to go so he should be able to answer?
He was realistic.
I thought he wanted.
So he was realistic, he anticipated. Because he anticipated that the Chabasir and the Omeres will denounce Shia before especially Zipsi. So she prepared Tachir. His wife prepared Tachir. And then he died. Noch nafshi di Shia. Chosni parche osin haipu ye haipu. Hamre shmano abde rabonen tais. So, tse, manozri. Bisman Chazal, of course today, it would be in the Goyim, it's mentioned, the Post. The Bisman Chazal is so used to put at the home of the leaf there, Hadassah. Today, it's like flowers, it's not the Jewish meaning. Hadassah is also like flowers, but Bisman Chazal, it was not in the Goyim, it was a Jewish meaning. So, he had the Arimus. So then it was observed that the Hadassi that were on top of one arm were transferred to the other arm. In other words, that was a sign that it reached out. And they were Hamrish Mamma after Rabbanu Tais. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Kamosh le Rav, Miriam, Mitzani, Hasper, Isidore, and Elisha, and Vitor, and Gamre, Dali Bereish bin Makrei o Meisha Chitin Yivetam u Rai Shiyazbe Gad Yeach Nisei Dishamte Gudu Lono Di Aromo Yitamilano Gad Yishamte Mekosu Shem Tzitzit Balosi Asise Mishin Shmi Oche So is the play on word Dorsh Shmi Oche Yivetam Oche Yivetam The fever and the fever and the chills and both Kriya Chere Chere אז ראשי למון ביסי צד פליטוס את החילפים מילה של יאו שנולד לפני רעב דוד כל החסר מגיעים בו מניע העוד נסלח מתורה עוד שראינו תראה איך הוא יווה איך הוא מטה מהטופלית של שלום נא רשי כל את רשי פשעה so רבסי לא יבין מסתק he told that רב
told him to be fair
that רב told him to put him in heaven So the Rabban is the Kashi. The Rabban is the Kashi. So why, how could Rabasi for a moment think that Rav told me to put Shiva Barabine in her? If Shiva Barabine had been ridiculed against what Rav held at the end of his life, all right, there's that. So the Mirsh, so he told him, you have to force to stop it, but he's not only around it. So Marash, so why should he? Rabasi should have understood that Rab didn't mean he should put Shira and Barabine in Nibu, in Chel. Because what's the Rash? So he'll be Machmir. Rab, at the end of his life, held the Jeev, the Terrace, and by law, She's done believe in the CIA and she not yes, all right, Marash. Marash. So how could it be?
Marash mean what?
Marash, what's all the tag, what's all
the what's the agro?
Yeah, what's the agro? Yeah, what's the agro? So why should how could he think that Rav told him to be Mach? If it had been that way around or because of that kasha. The Rach explained the Gemara, not like Rashi. So that's the main reason as to why the Rach explained the Gemara. On the Rav Nilo Yehne, that it has reference to Medina. So in other words, Rav was originally a big baker. So Rav originally held, according to the Rach, that if a woman sees Dabkishu, Bnei Nido, she's not in Nido with her eyes. And give me the Rabbanon, only that day she does not.
And may Ziva nothing.
Ziva nothing. So that's the reason as to why the Rach explained the Gemara just the opposite of Rashi.
Because of this story.
Because of this Gemara, otherwise, according to Rashi. So how could the Rabbasi
make such a mistake?
Think that Rav told him to be shaming Rav Shile in case he refuses to change himself. But Marash, to be Machmas, what's wrong? After all, the Chumre was based upon the Shita of Rav. Oh, he's lying. Okay, so now let's say, because of that, the Rav says, when Rav originally said, we don't need more investment, we need it. Then was Chayzeh, so he realized that she needed the right set. The baby, she has to count. She has to count 7 days. 7 days. And here, Rav Shiva is passing in Kule, she can be jealous of Eret, but it's a chorus. It's a big mirchel. So Rabasi thought that Rav instructed him to be machmir in order to force him to change his side. When the Rabban, he doesn't like the Rav Shah. He says it's inconceivable that Rav should hold originally that the tradition in the historian says the proportion in the historian. So he explained to me more like Rashi. So then he has the Kashi, how did Rashi?